You know, coming out of the scrimmage over the weekend, Greg McElroy not pleased with his effort, despite getting some nice compliments even from Coach Saban. And you like seeing the fact that here's a guy replacing a third or three-year starter in John Parker Wilson. So Greg McElroy there taking over the helm there. And you like seeing the fact that he's not content. He's not happy. He knows he can do better. And to me, those are signs of, if you really believe that and saying the things that's really true to your heart, those are kind of traits that you like and want and expect out of your leader.
Yeah, you know, ever since the spring, if you listen to the way Greg McElroy talks and you know, read and hear the things that he says, he has already assumed the leadership role on this team without ever actually taking a game snap. And you hear the way the rest of the players talk about him, and they have, you know, it looks like they have plenty of faith and trust in him as their quarterback. So, you know, he's certainly a smart kid. He's a guy that really understands what's expected of him and what he needs to do to be successful on this team. And, you know, at least it's comforting to know that the mental aspect is already there, even if we haven't really been able to see the physical aspect of playing quarterback from him.
And, you know, looking at the defense, that's one of the things that I think somebody needs to emerge there. I think Rashad Johnson certainly had that role last year. But, you know, I've heard some of the comments made by Javier Arenas, for example. And we know he's a talented return specialist. We know he plays well in the defensive back. But I don't need somebody telling me that, you know. And I don't think that's what you, quote unquote, you need from a leader. And that's why I'm still waiting for that voice, and I'm not sure who it's going to be this year on defense, and I think that's important that somebody actually emerges in that role. There's possibilities and there's candidates for it. I'm just not sure who it is yet.
Yeah, well, I think really you're going to have to look to Rolando McClain for this. You know, he's kind of a silent type. He's not really been a very vocal leader, but at the same time, you know, with Rashad gone, he is pretty much the heart and soul of the Alabama defense right now. And
right.
He's really going to have to pull himself up to that leadership role and kind of keep everybody together.
You know, it's interesting you bring him up because we had a chance to visit with him during the SEC media days, and you're right. I think he understands and he's grasped that, and he was one of the candidates I have actually had in mind that would probably emerge in that role. And it may be by committee. It may be two or three guys that have that role. But, you know, I need somebody focused on team first, not just mad because someone thinks of them themselves as a return specialist and not as a player. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, certainly.
Yeah.
I think, you know, since we're talking about defensive backs, you can also look to Justin Woodall for this. You know, he's a senior this year, really kind of the silent workhorse of the secondary last year. He's a great cover guy, could play up near the line and run support. He's a real hard hitter. And with Rashad gone, you know, he's the veteran safety now, and you're going to be rotating guys like Rod Green and Mark Barron. It pretty much takes two players to fill Rashad Johnson's shoes right now. But Woodall's familiar with the scheme. He's the senior safety. I think you're going to be able to look to him to make sure that the defense is doing the right thing on the field as well.
Billed as the most in-depth guide to Nick Saban's third year at the Capstone, we're talking about Yay Alabama. You can find it at your newsstand, second annual edition. It's the annual guide to Crimson Tide football. And Todd, if individuals can't find it wherever they like to shop for magazines, what can they do?
You can either go to rollbamaroll.com, which is our website. We've got a link for it on right there on the sidebar, or you can just go straight to maplestreetpress.com and search for Yay Alabama and order directly from them.